What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Greatness is Coming for MGTOW. So, as you guys probably know by now, I'm out here in St. Augustine. I was in Tallahassee. And when I go to Tallahassee, it's because shit is gonna go down. And this is how we know we have greatness coming for MGTOW. So I'm just doing the historical sites of St. Augustine. Now, St. Augustine, guys, is the oldest city in North America. It was founded in 1565. Where I am right now, guys, this is the oldest continuous civilization here in North America. I think it was founded in 1565, but in a previous video I think I might have accidentally said it was founded in 1521. 1521 was when Santo Domingo in Dominican Republic was founded. Santo Domingo, or it's in Dominican Republic, I know that for a fact, because I was in Dominican Republic a couple of years ago. So the Dominican Republic, guys, is the oldest continuous Western city in the New World, okay? St. Augustine, where I am right now, is the oldest continuous city in North America. It was founded by the Spanish, and it was a Spanish colony up until a little bit over 200 years ago. In fact, Florida is a very popular name in the Latin culture. In fact, if you guys go out to Latin America, a lot of places are named Florida. Whether it's a restaurant, it's a hotel, it's a barrio. Florida is a Spanish name. So St. Augustine, guys, is a Spanish colony. That's really what it was. If you look at the fort right in front of me, guys, that is your typical Spanish style fort that you see all over Latin America. If you guys remember, when I go to Cartagena, there's a big old fort in Cartagena. This is similar to it, as you guys can tell. I'm not gonna get out of my car and do the whole MGTOW walk and talk shit, because A, my battery is low, and B, it's fucking hot and humid and tourists and all that stuff. I'm really not into the whole MGTOW walk and talk shit. So I'm just gonna do these quick videos just to give you an update what's going on. The name of the street, as you guys can see on top of the stop sign, is called Castillo. Castillo is castle in Spanish. Castle is obviously castle in English. And just to let you guys know, the word castle and Castillo comes from the Arabic term Qasr, okay? Qasr is Arabic for castle. And from the Arabic word Qasr, we get castle in English and Castillo in Spanish. So that's your history lesson for today. The fort is right next to the waterway, guys. The waterway is over there. You might be able to, you can probably see a little bit of the water. Can you guys see any ships? I think you guys can see the mast of a ship. So that's the waterway over there. Again, most Spanish forts in early Americas were right by the water, because, you know, obviously when they came in from Europe, they're gonna land, you know, in the water. They're not gonna go by the water, you know. They're not gonna go fucking land up in Bogota, 8,000 feet up in the mountains, you know. That's much later on. So the early settlements from Latin America, from the Spaniards in Latin America, is almost always right next to the water. And again, guys, this fort is next to the water, the Atlantic Ocean, obviously. Anyways, let's get back to the point of this video. Greatness is coming for MGTOW. So again, guys, I'm on my way back from Tallahassee, and when I go to Tallahassee, shit goes down, as we all know, but it's good shit, okay? So Guys, MGTOW is gonna transition from a bunch of guys on the internet talking shit about women in their car between pizza deliveries, okay guys? We're not gonna be a bunch of ancient niggers no more. MGTOW is gonna become a force to be reckoned with. I know the Jews tried their best to drive us underground and disband us and eliminate us, but you know what? The lion of MGTOW is gonna roar once more, and this time around, guys, God willing, of course, I'm letting you guys know that MGTOW will be a thing, okay? So I know some of you guys out there are like, yeah, MGTOW is dead, MGTOW is so 2017. I'm just letting you know ahead of time, guys, greatness is coming for MGTOW. We're gonna get into politics, dude. So like, I know a lot of you guys out there are like, oh, I don't want to go into politics. It's like, well, if not you, then who, right? I mean, who? Jesus Hitler ain't coming. I don't know if you guys figured that one out. Jesus Hitler, he ain't coming, okay? Honestly, the closest thing you all have to Jesus Hitler would actually be me, believe it or not. I look like Jesus and like Hitler. I'm an actor, even though I like to think I'm a better actor than Hitler. We can get into that later on. And the next thing you guys got to keep in mind is that Elon Musk and his America Party already made a video about that, okay? The America Party that Elon Musk made, it's pretty much dead on arrival, simply because filling out a form with the FEC doesn't make you a legitimate party, okay? You have to be a political party in multiple states, you gotta have ballot access, you gotta have candidates running in the state under your party. Believe it or not, guys, the MGTOW party in Florida is actually more advanced than Elon Musk. Here in Florida, guys, for you to run under a political party, you have to be a member of that political party for at least 365 days before the qualifying period. For example, like in 2026, guys, is the midterms. That's when you run for Congress. I'm running for Congress in my district, District 21. I'm gonna be running for Congress there under the MGTOW label. I can do that because I was a member of the MGTOW political party for obviously over 365 days before the qualifying period. The qualifying period is June of next year. So obviously I was a member of the MGTOW political party way before June of this year. So I am indeed eligible to run as a MGTOW candidate. The America Party, first of all, Elon Musk does not have a political party here in Florida, at least not yet. And even if he did have a political party, he'll not be able to run candidates for 2026 here in the state of Florida, simply because no candidate has been a part of the Elon Musk party for over 365 days before the qualifying period in June of 2026. And again, this is why I'm telling you guys, MGTOW is farther ahead than Elon Musk. We have a state party. We can run candidates, which I'm obviously doing. And at the same time, guys, I am forming a political action committee with the FEC. I called the FEC on the phone yesterday. They told me before you become a national committee, like Republicans and Democrats, there's an advisory board. They have to make sure that your party is real, that you're just not, you know, some guy who started a political party and then that's it, you know. They want to make sure that you are in multiple states and that you have candidates and you got ballot access. So for you to become a national committee recognized federally by the FEC, it's not simple as creating a form. So that's why I'm telling you guys, greatness is coming to MGTOW. We're no longer gonna be a bunch of ancient niggers talking shit about women on the internet, okay? We're gonna be much more. Peace.